How's it going, everyone? My name is Scott Bennett, and thank you for listening to the Third Decade Podcast. Today's a little bit of a two-parter. It's an exciting episode. The first part is we're going to make an announcement on a partnership that we've been working on for most of 2020 and can finally share with the Third Decade community this exciting news. And that partnership is with Dimensional Fund Advisors. Dimensional has signed on as a partner of Third Decade, a sponsor of our program. And so we wanted to share with the Third Decade community not only the fact that this partnership exists and is starting to take shape, but also who Dimensional is and a little bit of why we think that this is such a good fit and why it's been so validating and extremely rewarding working with Dimensional. So in the past, we've had some partners, and we still do, other partners within the financial advising space and world. TCI Wealth Advisors is where our founder, Bob Swift, comes from. They continue to be a huge partner of ours. Charles Schwab Foundation heard about our program pretty early on and made a significant contribution and continues to be up to date with what we're doing and loves the work with young people. We've had a few private foundations in the education space and in the personal finance place, and then a bunch of individuals who have also signed on. And every time that happens and we get partners who say, yeah, we love the work Third Decade is doing, we think it's important for their communities, it's a pretty big deal to us. Dimensional Fund Advisors is a global mutual fund company working with clients across the world. And they heard about the work that Third Decade has been doing to elevate financial confidence in young people and wanted to get involved. Dimensional standing in the financial services industry, their core values and their focus on research and education really made them the perfect fit as our next partner to boost our program. And the partnership itself provided such major validation to the work we've been doing and all of the hard work the participants had put into the program. We went and we said, here's our curriculum, here's what we're doing, here's the data in terms of the improvements participants have been making and what we're hearing from participants. And they said, yeah, that's something we want to get involved in. They've partnered with us in such a big way that has made us really excited about kind of the future of Third Decade. So the first way in which they helped is they said, yeah, we think financially we can make a contribution to this. So they made a monetary donation that will fund some operations and also fund part of the Roth IRA awards for any participant that Dimensional sponsors. The second part of their contribution came in the form of in-kind donations. And really what that means is their staff, so many resources that they have, such as research and material. They actually have a beautiful studio in Austin we hope to use as soon as COVID is over. And that was such a big deal to Third Decade because Dimensional really takes a scientific approach to invested rooted in academia. That's where all of their insight on the markets and things like that come from. And that is also really what Third Decade believes in, that the research and what the markets are telling us should guide our investment decisions. So we're really excited to work with them and tap into all of that stuff as well. The third part of their partnership comes in the form of an introduction to independent financial advising firms looking to make an impact across the country. So Dimensional is structured in the way that they partner with independent wealth advising firms who work with them to provide their clients access to Dimensional funds, mutual funds, and other investment tools. So Dimensional works with the top firms across the country and has said, hey, we have this network of great firms who have talked with us about how they want to make an impact and what they're seeing in their communities. And we really think Third Decade could play a major role in that. So just the fact that we're partnering with Dimensional, they have opened up so many doors for us to talk to people looking to solve a lot of the same issues we are. And we couldn't be more excited to work with firms across the country. How that's going to roll out in this first part is we're actually going to focus on Dimensional's three U.S. headquarters, Santa Monica in the Los Angeles area, Austin, Texas, and Charlotte, North Carolina. Dimensional kind of said, hey, to start rolling out, let's start in our own backyard, which we couldn't be more happy with. Let's start and say, let's work with three firms in each of those markets. And those firms are going to offer up mentors to work with third decaders. And we're starting that process now in terms of talking to firms, talking with mentors. They'll go through our trainings. And all of a sudden now we have access to so many more mentors throughout the country that are willing and able to work with third decaders. The last and final piece of this partnership that has been such a huge, huge benefit to us is really a liaison that serves as our top contact and facilitate much of what was highlighted in our partnership with Dimensional. And that's who we're speaking with today. Ashley Alardo is that liaison that Dimensional said at the beginning of this partnership, hey, here's the right person we think can work with you all. Ashley is a regional director at Dimensional Fund Advisors, serving on the global client group, meaning she works on getting firms together from across the country to share best practices and update all on the work Dimensional is doing. Dimensional has 90 study groups and communities, which bring advisors and industry professionals together to discuss topics that are really important to them around investment solution, client messaging, and practice management. Really, how are these firms working with their clients? How are they making sure that they're up to date and informed on best practices? And how are they working within their communities? The communities team, as that is called, also thinks about how the firm can collaborate with the community of advisors and professionals who work with Dimensional, which really naturally aligns with third decade. This is a team that gets advisor firms together and say, hey, here's what other professionals are doing across the country to engage in their community and work in this space. Ashley is also co-chair of Dimensional's Women in Wealth Steering Committee, which brings together colleagues across the firm's global business in a joint effort to better equip clients in serving women. The financial services industry has historically been pretty poor about serving women, and Ashley is the co-chair of Dimensional's group trying to make an impact in that space. As our liaison, Ashley has already played a huge role in shaping how the partnership will work, how the rollout will take place. She's even been attracting the first group of firms that will get involved, again, in Los Angeles, Charlotte, and Austin. We couldn't be more excited to have Ashley on today. She is such a pivotal piece of our team now, and I've really enjoyed working with her. And I think you all will enjoy learning more about Dimensional and how we really view this partnership shaping out over the next few years. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Good, good. We're really excited to kind of make this announcement to the third decade community. And you've been so great to work with for these past few months. Really excited to have you on and share some about Dimensional as well as yourself.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here and really excited to talk about Dimensional and the program that we've developed together.
So to start off with, can you just give everybody listening a brief history of Dimensional Fund Advisors and an overview of the work that you all do?
Sure. So Dimensional has been creating and providing innovative investment solutions for clients through a full range of equity and fixed income-based strategies since 1981. We are a global investment leader because of our research-based approach to investing, the value we add through implementation, and the client experience that we deliver. We are focused on outperforming the market, but Dimensional doesn't play the game of outguessing the market and trying to pick individual stocks. Instead, we focus on the research and position our portfolios towards the areas of the market that over the long term tend to outperform, which are value, size, and profitability in the equity market and term and credit in the fixed income market. We serve a diverse client base, including pensions and endowments, sovereign wealth funds and central banks, family offices, and independent financial advisors. And we approach all of our clients with the same investment philosophy and commitment to client service. We aim to help our clients succeed in everything that we do. And because of this, we have many relationships that span over several decades.
So cool to hear the history and the research and everything behind it. You know, you touched on a couple points there that I think align so well with third decade. You know, we teach so much in our class to kind of ignore the noise, not picking individual stocks, not chasing after the hot company that day or month, but really saying, okay, the index approach. And Dimensional really has provided so much of the research we use in the program as well, saying, here, we're going to go off what history has taught us. So I know that's one way that we align together, third decade and Dimensional. But now that you've kind of seen Third Decade. We've been working together for the past few months. You've seen our program and see the work that we do. Why do you think the relationship between our small nonprofit and Dimensional is such a good fit?
Well, there's so many reasons why we're such a good fit. And first off, we want to change the way that people think about investing and help people have a good financial outcome. And we also want to help make financial advice more accessible. And we've had several advisors ask us, is there anything that Dimensional can do to help us make a greater impact? And this program helps us achieve both of these things, impact young people in our local communities, and help the community of advisors who work with Dimensional serve young people in their local communities. As the Dimensional liaison for our relationship with Third Decade, I've gotten to work with you, your team, and our leadership team here at Dimensional to develop a strategy to go to advisor firms who are in Dimensional's local U.S. communities of Austin, Santa Monica, and Charlotte, and the communities surrounding those cities to get them excited to mentor the participants of the program and to give back. And overall, we've gotten an overwhelmingly positive response from many of the firms that we've had conversations with. Many have said, we've been wanting to do something like this, or I was just talking about how we need to do more in this space. You reached out to me at the perfect time. Everyone seems to think of that one person who they know who could have benefited from the program, the teacher who comes after they've invested in something that doesn't meet their goals, or the young person who just graduated from college and can't decipher a company's benefits offering and determine the total value of their compensation. I think our relationship works well because Dimensional wants to give back and help make financial advice more accessible. And we work with a number of advisory firms who want to do the same. Also, we're excited to contribute to the curriculum of the program as well. Since we've been providing investment solutions for nearly four decades, we have many great resources and analogies that can help distill difficult investment concepts, and we're looking forward to collaborating on those aspects as well.
Yeah, and just as we have, just at the very beginning of this relationship, we've seen at Third Decade the excitement, and really for us, it's been such a validating experience starting to work with Dimensional, knowing the history and the educational approach you've taken to the whole business. So in those conversations that you've started having, and I know we've talked about it, you were having these conversations before even, like you said, people were touching on, we wanted a program like this, or why aren't we doing more in the space to reach people who typically don't aren't able to afford or don't get quality financial advice. What have you been hearing from your coworkers and firms that you have talked with?
Yeah, I've gotten so many notes from my colleagues saying how excited they are about this program and that Dimensional is working with Third Decade. We have a very large population of millennials who work at Dimensional, myself included, and we've gotten such a positive response from them. And I think it's because we all know and love people who could benefit from a program like this. We've also had several conversations with financial advisor firms, like you said, Scott, around if they would like to get involved in the initial rollout of our work together. And many have been enthusiastic to get involved. Many advisor firms were looking for a way to do something like this for their local community and see this as an opportunity to impact young people and affect change in a meaningful way. Many of these advisor firms have already identified potential mentors to give to the programs on behalf of their firms. And I've gotten so many notes from these individuals as well saying they can't wait to start working with the participants of the program. It's been all around excitement from everyone involved.
Oh, that's so great to hear. And you touched on a really important piece there, which was kind of the idea that we know this population exists and we know that there is a extremely underserved group of people. And we think the Third Decade is doing a good job of serving those, which is young people who are just starting in their careers and maybe have chosen a career or job path that doesn't have the most financial upside, right? You touched on teachers earlier. That is definitely a soft spot for us at Third Decade. And we would love if we could talk to every single young teacher starting out. But the fact of the matter is, they're just aren't programs readily available for the 25-year-old teacher out there. No, not all of our participants are teachers. We have quite a few nonprofit workers and firefighters, people in other sectors as well. But the fact of the matter is young people just are asking for it. We want this information. And it's been so cool. We've heard the young people asking for it for a while now. it's been really cool to see the firms kind of responding. Dimensional being the first, and then every firm that we've talked to along the way saying, oh yeah, this is something we've wanted to do. So young people are asking for it. The firms themselves are saying, yeah, there's a need here as well. And if we can kind of be that bridge to help get people more sound advice and help, we're really excited to do that. I know for yourself personally, you and I have talked about this quite a lot and why, you know, Third Decade's mission and what we're doing is so important to you. So if you wouldn't mind, would you mind going into your personal background a little bit and why Third Decade kind of struck a chord and you raised your hand and said, I'd love to help guide Third Decade and Dimensional as we work together?
Yeah, I think one thing as we are talking, I've been wanting Dimensional to participate in a program like this. And before we even were having conversations with Third Decade, I think I was going to all of my leaders and saying, hey, I would love to get involved. And then naturally, when we started talking to Third Decade, I was so happy when I was tapped to be the Dimensional liaison. Teaching financial education is a passion of mine because of how personal it is to me and my story. I was born into a young working class family in Queens, New York. And many of my family members didn't have a good knowledge of personal finance. I have family members who lived a lifestyle well beyond their means and are in over their heads with debt and didn't save and are still not saving, even though retirement is long overdue. And as a result, the next generation down is afraid to take on any form of debt, including a mortgage, just out of the fear of making the same mistakes that previous generations have made. And they're having to bail out those past generations because of their overspending. I have family members who are victims to Ponzi schemes and have lost several thousands of dollars just because they didn't know what to look for in an advisor and are still nervous to invest because of this experience. Even though they have me to talk to, they're still nervous. And I have several friends who are in the Third Decade themselves who are trying to unbury themselves from hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loans, many of which are teachers now, actually. So a program like this could have changed the course of my family's life and still could change the course for people like my friends who are in the Third Decade themselves. The work you are all doing here is important and needed. Financial literacy isn't typically taught in schools, and many parents are uncomfortable or don't know where to start to teach their kids about these topics. So you are all changing the outcome of young people's lives, and I couldn't be more excited to be part of this great work.
Well, thanks so much for saying that. And thanks especially for sharing your story and why it is important to you. It shines through so much every time that we work together on this project. And, you know, the fact that here's one person who is in this industry and understands quite a lot of it, and you can apply this to so many people. I think every person we talked to about the Third Decade, you brought it up before, says, oh yeah, I can think of somebody who could benefit from that, or maybe would have benefited from that. You know, Bob, our founder, always said a big reason he decided to work with young professionals is because it's one of the hardest things to do is to sit across the table from a 50 or 60 year old and tell them, you can't retire. We crunched the numbers. We ran your retirement cash flow. There isn't enough there. That's a much harder conversation to have then with the 30-year-old and say, hey, you might be behind right now, but here's what you can do to right this ship. Or you've done a great job intuitively. Here's a few tweaks you can make to do it. And the idea that there are so many kind of predatory things out there as we look at them in the financial world is scary for a lot of people. And unfortunately, it's the underserved markets who usually get taken most advantage of the more predatory practices within the industry. And we think if we just educate people on what to look out for, kind of a few big problems or mistakes that they can avoid, we're making an impact there because it doesn't take much if you start early enough. And your point on high school, we completely agree and have talked to and worked with firms who are working in the high school space and in the college space. We think that's very important as well. We just kind of found here's a need here. We don't think anybody's doing it quite this way. Let's try and do it and reach more young people and avoid some of those mistakes.
Well, one thing that I love in regards to you teaching people who are out of college, who are young, who are just entering the workforce, is that you're teaching these topics when it's top of mind for people.
Yeah.
When they actually now have an income and can say, okay, I can start paying back my student loans. I can start setting myself up for the future. you're teaching these topics in real time and allowing people to use them as soon as they learn about it. And for me, I know I've learned a lot of great stuff in high school. I've also forgotten a lot of the great stuff that I've learned in high school as well. So the time that you actually teach all of these topics is great because they can apply it in real time and make sure they're set up for the future.
Yeah, yeah, we agree. And we kind of stumbled upon that. We'll be the first to admit that that was not how we started. It was just seeing the results. We let kind of the data take us there because the fact is young people were asking for it. And the other unique thing about our program is they actually have to do it, right? We can tell them, you know, set up a Roth IRA or here's some budgeting tips and tricks, but the participants are going to have to do it. So the work happens because the participants want to and they're engaged, which has been so inspiring to see how seriously people are taking this, kind of saying, okay, I have this opportunity and I'm going to go along with it. It's a real good point and call out to say, yeah, we're at the time now to do it. So we might as well do it and apply it. Let's fast forward 10 years. And I know a lot can change in that time. A lot of different things can happen, as we've seen. But what would you like to see accomplished between the partnership between Dimensional and Third Decade?
Well, I'd like to get as many young people through the program as we can. The stories that you've shared and your team has shared around the impact that this program has had on young people's lives and allowing them to achieve their goals, they're all powerful. And I want to hear even more of those stories. Hopefully by that point, we will have a large amount of program alumni in Austin, Santa Monica, and Charlotte, and the communities surrounding those cities who can continue to come together and create community through social events and additional learning opportunities so we can keep advancing learning amongst past participants. In 10 years, I'd love to see more advisor firms involved in other cities across the U.S. and to keep expanding the program until all young people have what they need to make good financial decisions. I think we will look back in 10 years and feel good about the impact that we've had on young people. And I can't wait to see what that impact is and to be there at that point 10 years from now and just be proud of that body of work.
It's cool that we're so in line there because I agree. It seems lofty, right? It seems like a pretty lofty goal, but it's always been our goal. Just, we know this is impactful. We've seen it. It almost felt like a responsibility. Okay, how are we making sure that this gets into more people's hands, that we're teaching this information in the right way, and that we're continuing to see the same impact? And your point of creating a community around this information, it sounds cheesy, but think about the transformation of cities and certain areas that all of a sudden have 20 to 30-year-olds who know the answers to these questions and are financially confident. That makes waves across the entire community, right? You're a better employee if you're financially confident. You're a better spouse. You're a better parent. And we really believe that starting in Tucson, as we did as a little nonprofit, and saying, okay, we stumbled upon this. Let's build on it and let's see how many more people we can reach with it. And we're so excited that Dimensional's on along with us for that journey because we all of a sudden now we have an even bigger megaphone to speak through and we can talk to, you know, top advising firms throughout the country and say, hey, here's a really cool program that we think you all should be interested in. So I can't thank you enough for the work you've done with us so far, for coming on the podcast. And I can't wait to continue working with you for the next 10 years, hopefully.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Talk soon. Thank you all for tuning in. And thanks again to Ashley for all of the work she's done so far and we know will continue to do with us. And thanks again to the Dimensional team for this boost to Third Decade's message and the validation that working with a firm such as theirs will provide to us in our effort to serve more young people. We'll go ahead and provide a link to Dimensional's website in the description of this podcast. So if you'd like to visit and learn more yourself, feel free to do so. As always, please reach out with any questions or if you have ideas for podcasts in the future, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.